The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation recently released a national survey of children's health that shows almost half of American kids experience traumatic experiences. The study was produced by CAMI, the Child and Adolescent Health Measurement Initiative. Martha Davis is Senior Program Officer at the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. She is disturbed by the compendium in the 2016 edition of the National Survey of Children's Health and an analysis conducted by CAMI.
What it shows is a state-by-state breakdown of how many kids have experienced ACEs. Now, ACEs stands for Adverse Childhood Experiences. Can be events like living with someone who is depressed or mentally ill, a parent who abuses drugs or alcohol, divorce, the death of a parent, and witnessing violence in the home or neighborhood.
National data shows in the age range of birth to 17 years old, 46.3% of kids have had one or more ACE, 21.7% have endured two or more, and 35% of children from birth to age five have had one or more. Davis says there's been a great increase in the science and research about the impact of adversity on children.
It impacts physical development, brain development, and has consequences for lifelong health and well-being.
In New York, 45.3% of kids in the birth to 17-year age range have had one or more ACE, 15% have had two or more, that's lower than the national average, and 38.7% of children from birth to age five have had one or more, which is higher than the national average. Davis says awareness training in schools is a great place to begin. Bill Wolf is executive director of Albany's LaSalle School.
I think the most influential thing that's happened to us is how it's guided our actual work. We've been able to shift and transform the culture of how we approach children, especially from something that's why don't you comply with the rules kind of approach with young people to let us all try to understand the things that have happened to you and how those contribute to what's happening in your life today.
Davis hopes the latest findings will further raise awareness so ACEs can be avoided.
So policies like paid family leave, home visiting, there's lots of good evidence that shows that home visiting can really improve outcomes and help prevent a lot of these difficulties from the beginning. We want to make sure that children and young people are in high-quality places of learning, so access to high-quality childcare, early education, great schools, investing in that. We know that the importance of healthcare, access to good healthcare, makes a big difference. And then, of course, there's a set of policies that we are thinking a lot about, which is how can we help create healthy communities? So focusing on safe, affordable housing, access to healthy foods, community violence prevention.
Wolf agrees the dissemination of information is a key remedy.
We have so many professionals that interact with kids, or so many of the sectors that interact with kids, from teachers to healthcare professionals to police to others, that have no real knowledge of this and its longer-term implications. So we're seeing a very, very rapid and very rich appetite to learn this. Last year, we had our fourth annual symposium, and we filled a 1,000-seat theater with multidiscipline folks to come in for an entire day and hear presentations about this and information about how it applies. And most recently, through the efforts of our mayor and chief of police, my staff has been invited in to do training for the entire Albany Police Department, all of their sworn officers who are on the street. That's over 325 officers who've all received kind of an ACEs 101, which many of them really experienced, was extremely helpful to them.
There's a copy of CAMI's ACEs brief and more at WAMC.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.